Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is the Hans Shot First Podcast.
They don't know it, I'm telling you.
We'll be talking in-depth about common movie moments
from my dead body.
With the mix of all things pop culture along the way.
Yeah, Oscar.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone, to Hans Shot First. I'm Jeff, joined as usual by Scott and Alex. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey.
This week, we're doing something different again. Alex, tell us what we're doing.
I wanted to have a conversation about video games, mostly because, you know, I've loved video games since I was a small child. I'm in the gaming industry myself. I have been for many, many years. So it's in my blood, you could say. So since this podcast, one of our most unique features is the crossover list at the end of our normal episodes. I wanted to talk about when movies cross over into the video game realm. So I want to call this segment just the video game crossover. Okay. And I thought a fitting franchise to start with is something that we're all very familiar with, the Star Wars franchise and how their video games have evolved throughout the decades now, which ones were our favorites, which ones we played first, and so on and so forth.
So to clarify, Alex, you're just talking about movies that made their way into like just video games, like they became video games.
Right.
So not the other way around.
Well, we can do a flip episode every once in a while. Because there are those rare occasions. Maybe I'll put together.
This is a reoccurring segment. So today we're just talking about Star Wars video games, and another day we'll be talking about whatever, Lord of the Rings video games.
X versus Sever, yes.
Okay.
Amazing franchise. Right.
I like this. Well, I can tell you, my first one is that Green Line game in the arcade.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
That's right. 3D vector graphics. It was made by Atari. I believe it was released in 1983. Oh, man. Probably don't remember. But when they used to come out with flyers and they handed them out to arcades to show, like, the companies to show arcades, oh, you're going to really want to buy this machine for your arcade. And man, that picture looks epic.
This is back when Atari posters all had the, like, that white and blue, like, grid on it.
More or less. The Star Wars one has the blue background, but I don't see a grid on there.
Okay.
It was mostly the stand-up cabinet has just straight up pictures from Star Wars.
What was this in Chuck E. Cheese or our local Peter Piper Pizza?
It wasn't in the Chuck E. Cheese from my hometown. It wasn't in that one.
What, my parents' house?
Yeah. Where you lost your retainer?
Yeah, I lost my retainer, yeah.
It wasn't. I don't remember it even ever being there. I remember playing this a lot in the late 80s, early 90s, after I went to Disneyland and rode the Star Tours, and then Star Tours exited into the gift shop, and there was one stand-up Star Wars machine right there. It's like, oh, Dad, that was almost as good as going on Star Tours back then. It's awesome.
I always remember this game being around. Like, I remember this being everywhere in the 80s as a kid, and it was God, the best goddamn thing ever. I loved it. I literally just played this less than a month ago. We went to the pinball arcade or the pinball museum in Vegas. It was there. Dumped a bunch of quarters into it. It's hard. I always start on easy because I last longer. But once I get to the...
you got to get that quarter last.
I could blow up like two Death Stars, maybe three, and then I'm done. And I can't play it anymore. It's too hard.
But. Was there an end point to that game? Could you beat it?
I have no idea. I never got that far.
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't know if anybody's ever beaten that game.
So I like this game so much. You guys remember I built a MAME arcade cabinet back 20 years ago, whenever that was. I tried to find a way to get that control and install it on the machine too, but it was just useful for one game. It took up too much space and didn't do it. So I had to use the trackball. I almost played it more like...
like Millipede?
Centipede, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, you can use the trackball and maybe one joystick, and then you'd gotta have to use pinkies for the buttons or something to fire.
Really didn't need a joystick because just move that cursor around, and that was with the mount, the trackball. That's all you needed, and then the button.
Oh, trackball. I was thinking about the knob that just goes back and forth.
No,
trackball. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You've gotten a pedal.
And I just remember that the sound would kick in, especially if you got to sit in the sit down one with the speakers behind you.
Oh, that was so cool. I've only played in the sit down one once.
Yeah, it sounded so good. And then even just the synth of Yahoo, you're all clear, kid. And then the Obi-Wan Kenobi was just so cool.
Okay, it had to be in the Pizza Hut on Chapman and Breakfast, right? Am I crazy?
Probably. I don't remember it there, but I'm assuming.
Yeah, I remember Lode Runner being there. I don't remember Star Wars being there.
I remember Sunset Riders being there, but that was much later.
Simpsons was there. Sunset Riders was there. NBA Jam was there at one point.
Boom shakalaka.
I think there was an SNK machine also.
It definitely wasn't at Round Table.
Yeah, it was not at Round Table.
And I'm,
like
I'm
Outrun.
I miss arcades. It's just not a thing kids are going to get to experience. For better or worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not normally, anyways. It's not like, you go after school, hang out at the arcade until parents come
home. Yeah, it's like a novelty thing to them. Like,
Yeah,
the last holdout was the... What was the nickel? What was it called?
Nickel? Oh, yeah, there's the nickel. That's nickel. Still around. Actually, really? It took the kids there a few months ago, actually.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. There's one in downtown Santa Ana, Mission Control, I think it's called. It's above.
Yes.
It's above a little cafeteria / tiki bar. And I've been there a couple times. It's fun, but it is more geared towards adults because they have a bar up there and stuff. So I don't know if kids are even allowed up there, but I'm assuming they are.
Daddy's getting the high score, son, in Galaga. go get me another gin and tonic.
Yeah, even in Japan, like, arcades are being phased out. They're kind of relegated to like a novelty, like, thing you do every once in a while. I'm sure there's still hardcore people that go in there, but it's kind of sad.
Yeah. Okay. So I have a question about this game. So
yes,
obviously you're approaching the Death Star. The TIE fighters are shooting their proton torpedoes
stars,
at you.
Yeah.
The asterisks.
Torpedoes. Yeah.
All right, and then you get close, and now you're doing to the trench. That's the first level. And then you blow it up, and you come back out, you do this TIE Fighters again. And then you're just shooting those little squares. Where was that supposed to be from Star Wars? Like, you're just on the surface of the Death Star, not in the trench?
Yeah, that was on the surface here. I have the phases here. Phase one, the Imperial March. Score plays briefly electronically, and the player engages in a dogfight with Darth Vader and enemy TIE fighters in outer space near the Death Star. After the TIE fighter waves, when flying towards the Death Star, the yellow grid lines on the Death Star spell out either "May the Force be with you," an odd number of waves of or enemies of some of the developers, and even number of waves. Oh, I don't know what all that means. I don't remember any of that. Yeah, phase one is out in outer space. Phase two is on the surface of the Death Star. And yeah, you have to take out those blocks and everything, and the towers are shooting at you. And the third phase is in the trench.
That's weird, because I always went to the third phase second, but maybe because I did it on easy, so I skipped the second phase. Because remember, when you start the game, you choose which level you want.
Right. And yeah, I also did easy every time, because I could do that. I could last a little bit longer, get some practice in.
Yeah.
Awesome. But yeah, I believe that was also the first just Star Wars video game ever. Just that arcade machine. And it got re-released into a bunch of consoles that, of course, weren't as good back then. But yeah, it seems like we all played that one.
So you got ported to like Atari?
Yes, Atari 2600 and 5200.
Okay. I never owned an Atari.
I had a 5200.
I was lucky enough to get a Nintendo, but not like right when it came out.
Yeah.
What? So I don't remember any Star Wars games on Nintendo.
Oh, they were there. In 87, well, they released Star Wars on the Famicom in Japan. But then in 91, that's when Star Wars, just regular Star Wars, got released to the NES.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't
recall. Yeah, it was a bit later. It wasn't that popular. I played a little bit of it. It's, I mean, it's a side scroller. You're shooting stuff. It's really in 1992, Super Star Wars.
That I remember. Nightmares. I love those games, but they were fucking hard.
Yep.
Getting some Mode 7 in. Yeah.
Yeah, taking out those Jawas.
That was so funny. There was a whole level just killing Jawas. It was like more than one, right? Like,
stole my droid.
Yeah, you climb the sand crawler, right? With all these platforms and... Oh, my God.
Maybe the sand crawler roughly the size of... Yeah. I'm trying to think, like... I was going to say Titanic, but it was bigger than that.
Yeah.
A helicarrier from a...
Yeah, it was like the runway at the end of, like, Fast and Furious 5.
Sure.
It's like 25-mile runway, yeah.
So I don't know if we're going to... So are we jumping to Super Nintendo? Because I had another arcade one.
About whichever one. Because this is just from A New Hope. Like, on the wiki page, it sections them off by, like, movie.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of cool. Okay.
I was going to say there was the arcade. Sorry, I'm talking over you. Just go ahead.
That's fine. It's pretty much for A New Hope. It's just the Star Wars arcade machine, Star Wars on the NES, and then Super Star Wars. Then, of course, it got re-released on the Wii Virtual Console. And also, wow, I didn't know this. Super Star Wars, I think, got re-released for the 32X.
Nice. And then Super Star Wars, did you guys ever own it? That was what I would rent. And I don't know if you remember back in the day when your parents, when you got to rent a video game, it was like, you better make it count. And you would just play it nonstop.
which in hindsight wasn't a smart move on the parents' part.
Yeah. I mean, if it was, they just wanted you out of their lives for
that was pretty much like half the time we got to rent stuff was just so that we could be left alone. Yeah.
There was no saves or continues, right? Or maybe a couple continues?
Yeah, I think if you put it on easy, it gave you like an extra 2 lives or something. But it didn't. God. It was so hard. It almost didn't matter.
Yeah, no, I owned it. Or my little brother did. I forget who, but it was impossible. I don't think I ever got further than like the... I mean, I had to have beaten Jabba's Palace, but I don't know about after that.
Jabba's Palace, they are the Return of the Jedi game then.
Wait, yeah, that was Super Return of the Jedi.
Or at one point you go to Tatooine. Sorry, not Jabba's Palace. But
no, yeah. Oh, you were talking about going into the cantina.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you do that in Super Star Wars.
Yeah. It's like the Sandcrawler, kill a bunch of Jawas.
You Womp rats. The,
yeah, mm-hmm. Womp rats.
A two meter big Womp rats.
But you have to pick between Luke, Han, and Chewie. Yeah. I feel like it was like an advantage to one of them. Well, Luke did get the lightsaber, so I don't know.
That's probably later in the game, right? Yeah, I never got to the point where I got the lightsaber as Luke.
Yeah, but I just remember it have the, I guess you call them cutscenes in between. Mm-hmm. It's like digitized, like pictures from the movie and. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I don't know anybody that beat that game. Going back to the arcade stuff.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. There's this game called Star Wars Arcade, and that one was for the 32X.
Okay.
What's this all about?
Yeah,
I guess it combines a bunch of stuff.
It's going to be hard to go to do this by movie because there's so many games that cover this. All of them, right? Like I was thinking of X-Wing, the Star Wars X-Game, all the PC games that I played. Like those were like movie specific, right? They were just.
Oh yeah, those are side stories that kind of happen like in between movies or like extra stories. Now the X-Wing series is excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, Star Wars X-Wing came out in 93. And thanks to good old games, GOG, you can still get a lot of these games. Like, they're good cheap. Games. Yeah.
Yeah, I recently got a TIE Fighter, I think, on Steam.
Ooh, Star Wars TIE Fighter, 1994.
Was the one I remember first.
Is that the first PC title?
No, Star Wars what? X-Wing.
Yeah,
is X-Wing 93. Was
before it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I remember, like, I found out about TIE Fighter, and then when I found out about that, I found out, oh, there's an X-Wing game. But that one was a little more. It was hard to get working, right? Back then, I'm dealing with copied software and getting my IRQ settings and all that. I could never get that thing to work. Or TIE Fighter was a little easy. But that's, I think, the first appearance of Thrawn in any video game or anything. I remember there's like a cutscene, and Thrawn is talking to some people. I don't remember. And then it was right around that, like, maybe like within 6 months after that, I discovered the books. Like, oh, man, that's the guy from TIE Fighter. Blue face, red eyes.
That's the guy.
And then Jeff's boner for Thrawn was born.
Thrawner.
Huge throbbing Thrawner, yes.
And then Disney Plus killed it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw stuff off the top of my head that I remember, like, Rebel Assault. I don't know if you guys remember this game. It was one of the first...
1993, Star Wars, Rebel Assault.
Yeah, it was one of the first ones on CD that had, like... so that's what they had. High, had better music and higher graphics, more, like, digitized. And that game was damn near impossible. It just looked great. That's all I remember. Like, we got it, and I always sell it to, like, computer shows and stores. They'd have it. It looked so good. I remember getting the game, and it was fucking impossible. You're doing the whole Bullseye... doing Beggar's Canyon runs and stuff. And all that. But it looked so cool, but it was so hard. Talk about gameplay being janky. That was that game.
Yeah, this was on the Sega CD and the 3DO from Panasonic.
Yeah, I played it on DOS.
Yep.
So I might be jumping a little ahead here, but what was, speaking of CDs, what was the first CDs one on the PlayStation? Notes.
Ooh, first one on the PlayStation. Let me do a quick search here.
Because I don't think it was Rebels, like a version of Rebel Assault. It was something else. Well, it might have been.
You're thinking like Shadows of the Empire that was on N64, are you?
No, this is before that.
Ooh, okay. It could be Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace, released in 1999.
It was not that.
For Microsoft Windows and PlayStation.
It was not that.
I'm trying to look at anything before that, but everything after that is 2000s, 2005.
Right, that's right.
So never mind. Here it is. Star Wars Dark Forces, 1995. That was for the PlayStation.
Might have been
the PC first.
Yeah.
It might have been Dark Forces, but...
So yeah, Dark Forces is the origination of the Jedi Knight series. I don't know if you guys remember those games.
I have them. Okay. Again, thanks to good old games. I tried playing Dark Forces. Now it's like, I'm glad this game exists. But I can't do this. It was I could not.
It was rough.
I got lost so fast. Like, I don't know where the fuck I'm going.
If that first one, if it was did not have the IP of Star Wars in it, I would have played it for like 5 minutes and stopped because it was a rough game.
Mm-hmm. I did, however, go back and play Star Wars Jedi Knight Dark Forces 2 on the PC, and that one was a lot better.
Yes.
Even with today's control, it was still hard. And I still got lost a lot of the time, but it was a lot more fun.
I remember that being the case. That's like I almost didn't come back to it. But they threw the word Jedi Knight in the title, and I was like, God damn it. So Dark Forces is basically Doom, but with I forgot the name of the character, and you just instead of fighting
Kyle Katarn.
Demons. Yeah, instead of fighting demons, you're fighting stormtroopers and Ugnaughts and whatever else.
Ugnaughts. I do like this idea, Jeff. We talk about it from time to time on the podcast. How you keep getting pulled back into this stuff.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, I'm done.
Pull me back
in. And then the next thing comes out and you give it a shot. You're like, I'm done. I'm <ready."
laughs> 100% true. I'm not going to deny that is how I behave.
To be fair, though, like you never really get any indication that the possibility exists that you're going to enjoy it, but you'll
do it anyways. Yeah.
They had me with Mandalorian Season 1 and 2, and then they lost me.
I heard,
and then I came back for...
Andor Season 2's in the works.
Andor.
Whatever. And then,
yes. What? Oh, guess what the next game was for the PlayStation? The Star Wars game for the PlayStation.
Was it Dark Forces? Rebel Assault 2?
It was not.
Was it Phantom Menace?
It was not. It's 1997.
The Christmas special.
the smash hit, Star Wars, Masters of Taras Kasi.
Oh, the fighting game! Later. Oh man, I forgot all about that.
It says 97. That's when it came out.
Alex, you should get a legal copy, and we should play it.
I definitely should.
I completely forgot. That's so funny. What? I'm looking this up. Who made it?
Mm-hmm. Damn it! I scrolled up and I missed it. Okay, there it is. Taras Kasi, LucasArms.
LucasArms. I didn't know that they had a different division.
LucasArts
developed and published all these, right?
To this point,
until the Disney merger.
At this time, yeah, in the 90s, I think so.
I thought it was everything until the merger with Disney, and then the Disney like dismantled to like the Emperor does the Senate, but not really.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because I would at least from my personal experience that the best stuff LucasArts made as far as video games is concerned was not Star Wars.
Yeah,
so I think they took some big swings here. They did a lot of the point and click stuff. They never did do a point and click Star Wars though.
Yeah,
which I find interesting.
They wanted some action.
Yeah, for the reason they didn't want to do like that.
Yoda and Chewie hit the road.
Yeah. I'd play that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So the Rogue Squad, I'm looking here too. Rogue Squadron. I don't remember this game, but
it sounds familiar. Maybe Rogue Squadron. I think Rogue Squadron was the PlayStation one I'm thinking of.
It could have been. I'll look it up. But right now, I just found the actual... I did find a point-and-click adventure for Star Wars. It's Star Wars Yoda Stories.
That was close.
Came out in 97, yeah. Yoda Stories.
I'm looking at some screenshots from the Terrace-Kazi game.
Does it hold up?
It's a little rough. It's a little rough. Yeah, I can see why maybe this wasn't a smash hit. Although they did include Vader in one of the Soul Calibur games.
Oh, that's right.
That was kind of
cool. It was Vader, Yoda, and who else?
I don't know about you. It was like 1 year, it might have been two. There were like one version, like the GameCube version had Link, somebody else had Vader, somebody else had like Spawn. Yeah.
No, but I remember Yoda being in one of them because we were banned from using Yoda. He's too short. You can't fucking hit that guy.
Hitbox too low.
Yeah.
God, this is embarrassing. Like, Leia is one of the playable characters, which is fine, but she's in the chainmail bikini.
Of course she is. And defying gravity, I'm sure.
Well,
I'm assuming.
Like, well. With all 12 polygons, it makes up her body, yes.
Hey, Mara Jade's in there.
There we go.
Makes sense.
Noise.
So you know they referenced that, whatever, that Terrace-Kazi in the Han Solo movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fighting style.
They actually made it full canon in the movie. Yeah.
Noise.
Oh, this is cool. The when you, the character select is the name of the game that Chewbacca plays.
The chess?
Yeah. So you like neat. When you choose your character, like a little hologram at first on the board. So that's kind of cool.
You know, another Star Wars game that I recently discovered that was actually pretty fun was for the PlayStation, Star Wars Demolition. Did you guys ever play this one?
Did not.
No.
I think this is when like Twisted Metal and those kinds of games were all the rage.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, so you go around, you pick your vehicle and your driver, except when you pick Boba Fett, it's just Boba Fett in a rocket pack, and you have to take down all these AT-ATs and the droid and that one, the whatchamacallit, the hovercraft that he has, the one person hovercraft with the lasers. It was pretty fun.
Do you guys remember the Return of the Jedi arcade game?
Yes. I played all of the arcade ones at least once. Well, I know for certain I've played the Return of the Jedi once. That was so fucking hard. Just the speeders through Endor. And that was
it. It's like a top down or almost like a 3/4 angle view of speeders. And then you just have to, you go super fast and the Ewoks set traps and you have to go through them without getting hit, so the stormtroopers chasing you get hit, and you just die like instantly. It's insane. I remember that like once as a kid at Bullwinkle's, and I could never find it again until I got my MAME arcade cabinet, and it was one of the games I had loaded in there, and still couldn't beat it with unlimited quarters. So there you go.
Yep.
So Bullwinkle's is still around. It's a Boomers now, or at least it was. Yes. I don't even know if Boomers is still a thing. So those places still have arcades, right? Just like
yes,
they House do. Park, which I think is also Boomers, like down the 405.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Camelot. I think Camelot's still Camelot, though.
I think Camelot is still Camelot, yeah.
Camelot? Camelot be Camelot. And
Scamelot.
Scamelot, yeah.
Grad Night. Because we couldn't afford Disneyland, even though it was down the goddamn street.
Oh, so you went to Camelot for your grad night?
Yeah.
Oh, we went to the one off the 405 you were talking about, the Palace.
No, Park, we went to the one off like the 91.
Yeah, on the way to Redlands.
Yeah. Did you go to Disneyland?
No, I said I went to the one off the 405 you were talking about.
Okay, the Palace Park.
Palace Park.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you went to the one really way arcade out there, you said?
Yeah. Camelot and Palace Park both had really good arcades at the time. Who knows now?
I want a mini fridge.
They bust us out there, and there's fake gambling.
Yeah, what's that? That one's called
Stay Out of Trouble.
Palace Park. My grandma and aunt used to take me out there. I'm getting the names confused. Doesn't matter. Do you guys, okay, so I'm going to like jump forward now, unless you guys have anything to say about, so the Phantom, what, the prequel video game started coming out.
We all the other Star Wars games on SNES.
Sure.
Yeah, the speeders and stuff, going to the forest, which were also impossible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, I played all of those at least once. I rented them once, and that was done.
Yeah, so I remember the Phantom Menace game coming out, and it's just like a little action game, if I remember correctly. And I kind of liked it. It was fun. It was like the... I think I liked it until I saw the movie, because I think it came out before the movie.
This is going to be the shit.
Yeah. I remember kind of liking it, but nah. And then I got all three of them. And I remember I was so mad. This is bringing up thing that Scott mentioned. I was so angry after Attack of the Clones that I was not even going to go see Revenge of the Sith. But then the video game was cool and I liked it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch the movie. And then I should have done that. But
I should have done that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was for PlayStation 2.
Yeah, I had that on the original Xbox, I think.
But then they had gave it a ton of marketing behind it. On the 64, also based on Phantom Menace,
the Bombad Racing.
Jeebus.
But you know, they had
that. We're talking about
the pod racing game, whatever that was called.
Man, that game is still. I also have another copy of that game, a modern copy of that game from Good Old Games, not sponsored, by the way.
What was the
pod racing game? I just love a lot of the old games.
Was it just called Pod Racer? I don't remember.
It was just Star Wars Episode 1 Racer.
Racer, okay.
And yeah, it was just Pod Racer. It's awesome. It was really good.
Pod Racer.
Yeah. It had really, really good controls. And like, I was okay when I watched the movie and I saw the pod race and everything. I was like, all right, this is pretty cool. But once the arcade version of that came out and you actually got to sit in the pod with the big levers for the controls, that was amazing. It's like, all right, I love pod racing. More pod racing, please.
I mean, yeah, that whole scene is to sell video games.
Yes.
It's
Marsk Woe's time to shine.
Yarg.
Yarg. I love that guy. As soon as I had enough money to buy his racer and please him, that was it. Good old Marsk Woe. Yeah. Oh, man. If I could get any, like, Star Wars machines, it would be the first Star Wars pod and then the pod racing pod for an arcade. And then if I had a little room, extra room, I would get the, you guys remember this? The Star Wars Trilogy arcade?
Yeah, I remember that. But what's the difference between that and then the battle pod? Because I'm looking at that here, too. I think I remember that more.
Yes. They were slightly different.
Okay.
I think they went through different segments of the movie.
Right.
But they were fairly similar. But man, that was super cool. Selecting your ship, going on a mission, and then the bonus rounds were fighting Vader still with a pilot stick. Oh, that was so cool.
Those days are just quarter eaters.
Yes.
Or dollar eaters.
Yeah, it was a dollar to play. When it came out in 2014. And then the trilogy came out. Oh, a Star Wars Arcade Trilogy came out before that. It came out in 98. Okay. So that one was first. Maybe that was all just ship flying and stuff. And then the battle pod was the one that had fights with Vader.
I remember getting the battle pod one. And it got me sick. And I had to get out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, even at a young age, I knew that it would not be a good idea for me to get in one of those things.
Man. And that the battle pod, I'm looking at a picture of it, looks awesome, too. It's got the buttons and everything on the back. Looks all Star Wars-y.
Yeah.
that was a cool machine.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
The other game we forgot to talk about, or I didn't, was the PC was, or it wasn't, well, it was PC, but it was also on the Xbox, I think, was like the first and second Battlefronts, and not the ones that came out, you know, a few years ago, but the original versions of those.
Yeah.
Those were, I think, fun. It was for,
yeah, PS2 and Xbox, I believe.
Yeah, and those are really fun, and I think those were the best, maybe it was Battlefront 2 that had the prequels in it, and those made their prequels fun. I think I remember I liked going through and fighting on Geonosis and fighting in the water planets and all that stuff. That made it, I don't know, that kind of brought more life to the prequels for me. I remember that. You could pick the different droid. You could be, when you're the droids, you could be the droid decas. I forgot the name of them. And you could just there, mm-hmm. pew, 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 and roll around. It was fun.
I never got to play those, the original ones. I didn't think I still didn't have internets back then.
So was
it due to the internets?
Was there ever a like House of the Dead, Jurassic Park style shooter game for Star Wars?
I don't think so. Yeah, the Battle Pod and the Star Wars Trilogy Arcade are probably the closest thing to that.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Be one of those rebel guys with those cool, like, beetle helmets that they had.
Just fighting, like, if you were on the inside of the Death Star, just fighting your way through, like, hordes of stormtroopers, that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. Red alert!
Yeah. Speaking of the prequels, do you guys ever play the Starfighter series? Because I don't remember playing those.
No.
I did not play Starfighter.
Yeah, you guys are naming a lot of games that I did not know existed. As I've said many times on this podcast, you guys are a bigger Star Wars fan than I, but I'm surprised by the...
Well, I'm looking at a big list, so...
I am too, but I've played almost all of these at one point. Especially they came out, they were trickling out slow, and I was into it, so it was like, it was something for me to do. There was a RTS.
Yes.
Like that's a Warcraft.
My alley. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that Galactic Battlegrounds? Is that the one? Yeah.
Battlegrounds. That sounds right.
Galaxies. Yeah. No, but yeah, you're right. Galactic Star Battlegrounds. Galactic
Battlegrounds.
And it was meh.
Clone campaigns. Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, the one
seeing a bunch of boomers go off at the same time.
the one Star Wars game that would have got me on board turned out to be one of the biggest pieces of shit to ever be released.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Star Wars Galaxies was good at some point, like, after it came out, but just the balls on Sony Interactive to be like, yeah, we're good. The game had no content. There was nothing, like, it's zero content. It was like, okay, here's a few planets. Here's some of the races. You can kind of kill a few things. Level up, get skills. There was nothing to do. There was nothing.
No. You would take a transport to a planet and you just walk around and be nothing there.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is great. Yeah. Like, I was like excited. Like, oh, cool. We're going to like one of the swamp planets where like the Sith is supposed to be. Nope. There's not a damn thing here. Like, just like, oh, man. Like, I can't believe that game doesn't get more shit than it does. Like, like, it'd be one thing if it released and it's like hugely buggy, like we did with like Anarchy Online or something. But there's obviously like stuff going on with that one. Like this, there's just nothing. They're like, okay, well, we'll just release it. Here you go. Have fun.
I still played it a lot too. That's the sad part. I remember that first, whatever, month or so. I think I still played it a lot. And I was trying, you could buy land, right? You can set up a shop.
Yeah, yeah. There was like, there were a couple cool things to it. Like it wasn't like completely like without merit, but you just felt empty, so empty.
How about one of the classes was you're a dancer, and that's how you got everyone's like stamina up?
Yeah, you
didn't
even have to leave. You never had to leave too. You just like park your character and then like level up, which is a cool idea. I actually don't mind that.
Sexy Twilight, just getting people all horned up for battle.
Yeah, that's how you win wars, Jeff.
That game being like, it obviously had like launch problems, like you would think, but. Was also very broken. Like there, one of the class, I can't even remember what class I was playing. Like, I think it, like a Terzkazi character actually. There was this move that you could do that would like knock down stuff, but there was zero resistance to it. So you just go down like fighting things that like should one shot you. It just keeps spamming this one move over and over again for like 20 minutes and like kill it. But the worst part was you didn't get anything out of it. Like there's not even any point to me like exploiting this game. Like,
oh
yeah. So
do remember like a few years later, they kind of re-released it and made it more of like action like RPG.
Maybe you could. And then like they made it so you could finally like be a Jedi, which like, was for better or worse.
I mean, it was a little better, but at that point the ship had sailed and and I guess the big series we haven't talked about yet is the Old Republic, the Knights of the Old Republic series.
BioWare.
I'm pretty sure that the recent remake that was announced is done.
It got killed.
Yeah,
it's too bad. But yeah, I have that on Steam, both that and 1 and 2.
Yes, so the same.
BioWare and then Obsidian.
I never played 2. I bought 1 and I never got into it. We've talked about this, I think, numerous times. Yeah.
God, that's a shame.
I should play 3. It uses, at least the first game, uses the D&D 3.0 system.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know a lot of people swear, like, it's the second best story. Like, if you take the, you know, Star Wars through Return of the Jedi, and then this would be the second best story arc throughout all of Star Wars. I know a lot of people say that.
the fourth
I could best, see that, yeah.
Like the fourth best movie is all of the CG movies they had leading up to Star Wars The Old Republic. If we're going back to the other MMO, because all those were cool shit. Like, I don't know if you guys remember those.
I do not. But these were ads for the new Star Wars The Old Republic MMO?
They weren't ads. They were like just like the animated like stuff they did. Like, they were kind of in the game, but they obviously put them out before the game was ever released.
Yeah, okay. I think I remember some of those short stories.
And they were all just super... Like, freaking cool.
Was that the one where there was twins and they were supposed to be kings of the Force?
Okay, so yeah, that was like one of the expansions. Like early on, there was a Jeff. I mean, you guys would know her name.
Jukasta.
Star Wars lore.
Dexter Jester.
Princess Leia.
No, I'll look it up. Voiced by Jen Hale. Anyways, like, yeah, these super cool movies for these little shorts, but like bad. I mean, you played the game. The game was okay. it was very story heavy, which was cool.
You know, should give it a shot. You can play it for free now.
Yeah,
I think one of the problem with the Star Wars like role playing games is that a lot of people just want to be Jedis. It's like, and they always do that super hard to be, and so it kind of like, okay, yeah, I can do this, but I really want to be a Jedi. So what am I, like, I remember that was my problem. I was like, okay, it's cool that I'm a bounty hunter, but I really want to swing a lightsaber.
Yeah. I mean, you could do that with a few classes, but then like loses a little bit of the magic. But they set it at a time where there would be like a lot of Force users.
In the Old Republic.
Like the player base like would obviously be way more than there actually would be like people with agency, but yeah, there's like a few different kinds of Jedi. There's a few different kinds of Sith that you could be. They're basically boiled down to like casters and melees, but still cool. You could be them. Yeah, you could be the bounty hunter or the operative or whatever. Like, it was cool. I think I stopped playing that one just because everybody else did. I think if you guys had kept playing, I probably would have kept playing. But
I never started the Old Republic.
I didn't. I didn't feel like Alex. I definitely recommend. Like, it's very story heavy, so you get like these like mini, like complete games through like without having to put that much time into it.
Oh, that's cool. I'll give it a shot. I'll load it up.
I mean, and then it's like a bunch of MMO nonsense, though. It's like, go kill X amount of these guys, collect X amount of these things. But
it's like, what the hell is this Starya McGook?
Yeah, it's cool. Like, every single class gets its own.
Starya McGook.
every class gets its own story with like full on voice acting. So it was really well done. I just don't know how like good it is for an MMO. As evidenced by the fact that this wasn't like a huge hit.
I mean, they just released an extension, or expansion last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah,
they kind of had
the Legacy of the Sith in 2020. The
Sith. they definitely handed off the reins to like a different company to. Because BioWare has nothing to do with this anymore.
Yeah. In 2016, 2019, and 2022, they just had more expansions. Like, damn, okay, still going, slow and steady.
I kind of wish there was a new Star Wars MMO. I'd play that.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new.
Now, did you guys ever play the Force Unleashed games?
Yes.
I have not.
Neither have I, but I remember you said you liked them, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, they were all right. They were just, I mean, you kind of play them once and you're done. So it was one, just run through. And I think if I remember the second one being better, but that guy, when you played someone's Starkiller, this is before they reclaim Starkiller as a base or whatever, but but it's played by that actor. He uses his face and everything. The guy who like voices Darth Maul now.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right.
Anyway, it's cool. He's very overpowered. Like, he'd be the strongest Jedi ever. At one point, he pulled down a Star Destroyer with the Force to make it crash. Like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little overpowered. It's a video game, so whatever. But it was cool. I remember the story being interesting, and that you were the rebels were trying to hide you or something. Vader was after you, and you as a baby, you kind of get taken away and trained. But then you were an evil Jedi, but then you break away. There's this whole mixed thing with Vader and the Emperor, and it was cool. It was fun. You felt powerful. Like, you had lots of force pushing. Stormtroopers come at you, and you just like, foof, like flick a mafia, and they go flying. Fun.
I think the actor's name was Sam Witwer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly who it is.
Mm-hmm.
You see him in a bunch of stuff once you see his face. Like,
It's like, oh, that guy. Him. Yeah.
Hey, so
that was good.
Go ahead, John. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Keep on.
Oh, just those talking about the main characters from this. So, Satil Shan. Darth Revan.
Yeah.
Any of those ring a bell from the EU?
Who was the first one you said?
Satil Shan or Bastille Shan?
It doesn't sound familiar to me.
That doesn't sound familiar either, but Darth Revan, of course.
Yeah, Darth Revan.
That sounds familiar.
Those are probably the three biggest names out of it. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then more recently, there was the game that... What's the most recent Star Wars game? The
Fallen Order.
Yeah, Fallen Order. Which, it's kind of along those lines. That one was more straightforward, where this one's a little more open world, but kind of the same thing, as you're a Jedi in hiding, kind of, and you're super powerful. And where were you during all of this shit? But, yeah.
Well, not when it comes to gaps you have to jump over. Then you're just like a baby.
That is true.
that platforming in that game was a bit rough. So I haven't played the second one yet, so I hope it's a little bit better. But yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, I feel like all the Star Wars games, just jumping is just a problem. Even the Super Star Wars games you were talking about. Like, oh, God damn.
And Luke's got some hops, but it's not helping me at all.
Yeah, he jumped more like Simon.
Star Wars. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they jump more like Simon from Castlevania than Mario. They're just very just heavy footed.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So mentioned all these games, but I am actually looking forward to the new Star Wars game coming from Ubisoft.
Star Wars Outlaws.
Yeah. That actually looks super cool to me.
I know. Looks awesome.
So, you mentioned Fallen Order. I look at it and I'm like, oh, that looks cool, but it's just not for me. But there's something about this that kind of hooks me. I think I will give it a shot unless it's panned immediately.
Ugh, I'm
what
seeing
is it?
Here
what
that...
Is it? I don't even know what it is.
So this is... So you play a scoundrel, and I forget what like the central plot is, but yeah, basically you're just going around doing. It looks a lot like Assassin's Creed, if I'm going to be honest, but set in the Star Wars universe without like all the assassin stuff.
Yeah. I want to jump in hay.
Yeah.
So there's basically a bunch of like missions and stuff. There's like going to be factions, that you have to like figure out if you want to like. Work for one and piss off another one kind of thing. You get your own ship I don't know how cool like the ship combat's going to be or not. You just kind of go back and forth. It's kind of more of an open world, although I don't know how open world it's going to be if you just like jump into a planet to go to a starport. But, you know, just it looks cool. It also has this kind of like 80s aesthetic to it. Which I dig. It just looks cool. I might actually play this one.
Judging by the poster, I will not be playing this one.
Come on, Jeff.
Oh. I guess it's set between the events of Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, playing the scoundrel Kves, trying to pull one of the biggest heists in the Outer Rim.
Is she going to hook up with Dash Rendar?
It's possible.
I hope
isn't
so.
That when Dash Rendar take or those movies? Yeah, that game / book / everything was in that same time period, right?
Yes, you are right.
It was because that's why Han Solo is not in it because he's in Carbonite, and that's why they replace him with the exact same person,
Dash Rendar.
Yeah, he drives, not the Millennium Falcon, but it looks almost like it, except it's a little longer.
The aluminum Falcon.
The copper sparrow.
Do you remember some of that game? There was a huge, it was the biggest push for Star Wars, I think, since Return of the Jedi and before Phantom Menace, where there was an all-out blitz of a video game, a new novel, like trading cards and toys. I don't remember anything like that before, but yeah, it was this.
If you guys had not been excited about the Phantom Menace, I don't know that it would have been that much of my radar.
Come on, it was everyone ever's radar?
I mean, I would have known that it was coming out, but I wouldn't have been like, okay, it's coming out on this day, and blah blah blah. Like, we're gonna get tickets. We're gonna stand out there at midnight.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, the thing I'm talking about was not on everybody's radar, but for as a nerd, a Star Wars fan, like I remember being big news where there was no news about Star Wars, and there was if you went to Target or Toys R Us, they had the books, they had the video game. Like I said, there was one other thing I'm missing. There was probably not a soundtrack. But I don't know. It felt like it was almost like a movie, except it's a video game.
What was the year that Disney did take over?
Well, I think the Force Awakens came out in 15, so they took over in like 12 or 13.
I feel like they bought it out way before that. LucasArts. Oh. But anyway.
12. They bought it in 12.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I think that's one of the reasons the movie's kind of... Well, one of the many reasons. I think they just had... They wanted to get their money's worth, right? So they just threw together some movies. Get a movie out quick!
Mm-hmm.
And then when was Clone Wars? The Gendy Tartakovsky. Tartakovsky? How was his last name, Alex?
Oh, yeah. Tartakovsky.
Tartakovsky.
That would have been early 2000s, because I think that came out before Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
Yes.
And none of that stuff has been like option for games, has it?
Not really. Not that I've seen. Not that specific art style. I mean, the Wii had some Clone Wars games where you use the Wii controller as a lightsaber and whatnot.
And Republic there was Heroes. There was a game called Commandos.
That's right.
Repeat.
Commandos. And
do they fight for love?
No chance. But it was Republic Commando, and definitely not in that style, but it is more like it. Stormtroopers had a little more personality, and you had a bomber and a grappler. Well, you had like different.
Oh, Republic Commando. Yeah, I just recently, like 6 months ago, I played and beat that game. That game is great. It still holds up, the gameplay wise, at least. It was a lot of fun. I recommend. Again, good old games. Super cheap.
Good old games.
Especially if it's on sale, man. You can get like all this whole collection for like under $3.
So, all right, so go ahead, Scott.
I was going to say, just real quick. Did we ever play any Star Wars stuff that wasn't video games? So, like Monopoly, anything like that?
Trivia Pursuit.
Trivia Pursuit. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Star Wars Trivia Pursuit. Pursuit.
That's right. Yeah.
I remember we kept the. Those questions are from the book. We're not going to open those. From the books. Like okay.
Only Jeff can play that version.
Yeah, like that. They were pretty easy. Every once in a while, we've gone to a brewery, and you know they always have like games and stuff out, and I'm like, oh, someone read me these questions. And it's sad how much I get right. At least from, I will even say I could definitely the original movies and even the prequels. I'm pretty good. The new stuff now I couldn't get anything right. I honestly probably couldn't get a basic. Yeah, somebody asked me who what Rose's name was the other day. It took me forever to think of it. I'm like so I wouldn't do good in.
Mm-hmm. Those don't count, anyways.
But I had a game, so it just reminded me, it was from, specifically I remember picking it up at the 99 cent store when I was a kid. Went with my Omi, went over there, and it was a Return of the Jedi game, and it was basically like this cardboard thing that you had to like, fold like a pop-up book, and then you put a big skiff. So basically the pop-up book turned into the Sarlacc pit, and there was the big skiff that you put on top of it, and then on one side... You had a Jabba, I think a Bib Fortuna, and maybe Boba Fett, and then
where?
And then and then a bunch of Gamorrean guards and like skiff guards and stuff. And then you had to advance and you just like roll a dice and you just make your way across. And you just every time you got on a square with another guy, you'd kick him off into the Sarlacc pit. And it was like not a challenging game at all, but it was such a cool presentation. I just remember just loving, just maybe just like. Playing with moving the characters around. I think I even would get my actual action figures and just put them on there. I remember that one. But that's like I said, I was young. That's pretty
cool.
Came out.
Yeah. That does sound cool. I thought you were going to say you got like one of those Tiger electronic.
Maybe, but I don't remember that. I don't remember Monopoly, like you said. And I never played any of the tabletop like Dungeons and Dragons games. I know some of my friends did that.
Yeah. Like I did, I have done a little bit of the Star Wars stuff. Yeah.
Well, I remember, I didn't know, I was not aware of that world at all. And then when I started getting on, not even the internet, I think it was just on, it was internet or the BBSs. And I found out there was like this Star Wars game that you can play. And I was like, how do I get this? And they're like, contact. So I emailed the guy and he's just like, okay, give me stats. And I had no idea what that meant. And he was like asking me to roll a character. I had no, there was like no, nothing, no context or anything. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, tell me your stats. Is this, I'm like, ah, and I just never responded. So there you go.
That's when Jeff was scared away from.
Yeah, tabletop gaming.
The nerds shunned me. Yeah.
So he went back to his computer.
Was it a MUD?
I really don't remember. I don't think it was. I think it was early internet.
Okay.
And some guy was running the game, and but I really don't know, Scott. Like, it wasn't until later that I started, like, I put two and two together. That's what he was asking me for. But I still didn't know what that means, to be honest with you. Like, I can just make up numbers and 100 on everything. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, if somebody just says, all right, let's play D&D. What are your stats? I don't know. Okay, yeah, 10, 20 on everything.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the highest? I'm the highest at everything.
But especially charisma.
I have the lightsaber and the Millennium Falcon, and I'm really good shooting, and I have a pet Wookiee. Man.
What was the Simpsons? Martin had a quote about his charisma stat.
Oh, on the Halloween episode, Scott, something something with maximum charisma.
They can say, Ralph, I bit my Wookiee.
Dang, yeah. There's still a lot of games we didn't talk about. Well, we talked about a lot of games.
Yeah, so what would be your top few? Which ones do you guys remember playing the most? Go Scott first.
Super Star Wars. Definitely put the most time into that one. And I think I was the only one I own. I do remember renting the 64 one. Which was Shadows of the Empire? It was Dash Rendar. But yeah, and then Star Wars Galaxies and Star Wars Old Republic.
Okay. Alex.
I think Knights of the Old Republic for me is still my favorite Star Wars game of all time. I like the arcade a lot. And those new Jedi Fallen Order games are pretty cool. And then the racer would come in at like number 5 or number 4. Pod racing. Badass.
I have a pod racer.
I know. It's wizard. So fucking wizard, Annie. Shit.
Yeah, for me, I don't know. I mean, the original, what you talked about, the arcade Star Wars game, just that one just brings me back. I loved playing that in the arcade. On the PC, it would probably be the TIE Fighter game, the TIE Fighter series. I'll just say that because there was a few of them. And yeah, the consoles, I don't think I had as much luck with them. Like, the Super Star Wars games are fun, but they were way too hard. Like I said, maybe the Battlefront games on the original ones on the original Xbox 1 and 2. Probably those we were playing a lot. Because you could play in multiplayer, but you could also just play them, which is with all bots, basically. And it was fun. So basically, those games were, I don't know if you've never played them, where you pick a class, right? You could be a heavy guy, a light guy, whatever. And then there was just like numbers. So like, you have 100 troops remaining, they have 100 troops remaining. You go kill a bunch. Once you die, you just respawn, pick a different class or the same class. It's just generic characters. Mm-hmm. And then you just, whoever's numbers run out first. But, and you had to capture waypoints. The newer games, I don't remember this for the old ones too, but maybe you could. I think you actually could. Every once in a while, you could spawn as a hero. It was like, oh, Darth Vader's available to spawn, yeah. And you can go in and be Vader or whoever.
BB-8.
Yeah. The newer games, yeah, you do it. If you play online, like, you just become the target. Like, Vader has entered the match. Vader has fallen to the dark. Or Vader has gone moment with the Force. Like, you die instantly if you don't know what you're doing, like me.
But man, once you get used to those hero characters, you can wreck house.
I'm sure.
You really fuck people up.
I lost all my video game skills.
Oh, well, they're around here somewhere.
All right, guys, I'm going to send this to you in Skype real quick, and you guys, we can talk about it real quick. It's the, I found that Return of the Jedi board game. Just look at it real quick.
Okay. Oh, dude, that looks awesome. That does look really cool.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Oh, and little even figures those little and everything.
Oh, yeah, the plastic figures. That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like I said, but it probably came out. It was probably like 5 years after this game came out, right? Like, I don't know when it happened, but.
Yeah. Dude, that's pretty cool. $50.
Wow. I know. I almost thought about buying it right now, but now that I know it's $50, I'm not going to do that.
Like, I can just maybe make my own out of cardboard.
For anyone who's interested, it's Return of the Jedi Battle at Sarlacc Pit, or Sarlacc's Pit. And it's a board game, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You get the Sarlacc Pit, and then a raised skiff boat, or whatever that is.
And you could probably substitute a Dune 2 popcorn bucket for the Sarlacc.
That's right.
It's true.
Yeah, make sure you clean that out real good.
Well, I mean, do not buy a used
Dune popcorn bucket. Go to the theater and get one.
Make sure
fresh.
You get your own, and then
make sure it's sealed. It's still in its plastic. Oh man! But that's it. First installment of a video game crossover.
All
right. I might do a part two and just highlight some of the other games that we didn't talk about. Maybe ones we weren't that familiar with.
But for now, let us know if we missed any. At Hanshoffers, Twitter.facebook/Instagram.com.
But definitely blame Alex, because he was the one running the show here.
Yeah, blame me. If we didn't talk about your favorite one.
There is a Ewok Save the Trees board game.
Yes.
And it looks awful. Ewok. Yeah, I don't know what to say about this, but it's from Parker Brothers, so it's got to be good.
Yeah.
It's $169.
Nice. Yeah. Here. And next time we'll talk about Star Wars Super Bombad Racing. No, we won't.
No.
No.
See, some of these I click on, I don't remember them, and I click on, like, oh, I remember that. Star Wars Rebellion? That sounds very familiar.
I should play Star Wars Bounty Hunter. That's one that I heard is pretty good.
Yeah.
All what right, about Star Wars Flight of the Falcon for the Game Boy Advance? Huh?
Did not remember that.
Either.
There are a lot of Game Boy games. Like over the different iterations of the Game Boy, but each one had a lot of games, and you could buy them all together, yeah.
God, I'm trying to remember the game where you have to fight IG-11 or IG-88, whatever one the original one is. Now I'm getting confused with these different IGs. But
that's the Shadows of the Empire one. I remember that was a boss fight with Dash Rendar.
Is it? Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
All right, I believe.
It's hard to spot them with the N64 graphics.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's all right, it. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
May the games be with you.
We at Hans Shot First would like to thank you for listening and supporting the podcast. We would love to hear from you, so feel free to contact us on Facebook and Twitter at Hans Shot First. Also, please leave us a review on iTunes. Reviews are greatly appreciated and help us get more exposure. Once again, thanks for listening and supporting the podcast.